For David Mustine, the head of Jobs Ohio, the Utica Shale in eastern Ohio represents jobs, and he's excited about that.
We're off to a good start, a strong start, but the best is yet to come.
Mustine says as the shale industry grows, so do the businesses that supply or facilitate it. And this new report by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources shows that growth is going to happen quickly. It says since 2011, Utica shale oil production has increased 93%, and Utica shale gas has increased 80%. Jim Zeringer, the director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, doesn't use the word fracking, but he says the new horizontal Utica shale wells are rivaling the production of conventional oil and gas wells.
Based on production so far from the Utica wells and the projections made by ODNR for drilling activity in the next few years, the Utica may surpass conventional oil and gas production as early as 2015.
To give you an idea of what that means, a single Utica well in 2012 produced as much oil as 312 conventional wells and as much natural gas as 448 conventional wells. There were 87 Utica wells in 2012. And Rick Simmers with the Division of Oil and Gas Resource Management says projections show that number will continue to grow.
In 2014, with the 750 permits that are issued, we anticipate that approximately 400 wells will be drilled in that year, and then about 300 additional wells will go into production, bringing the cumulative total wells to production to approximately 662. And finally, in 2015, with 1,000 permits, we anticipate about 500 wells will be drilled, about 350 new wells will go into production, and we'll have a cumulative Utica production of just over 1,000 wells.
The state's leaders on this subject say this will likely mean lower utility bills for Ohioans, but it also means something else, more revenue for the state. Still, Zeringer says it could bring in much more. If Ohio lawmakers would pass the increase in the severance tax on gas and oil that Governor Kasich proposed in his two-year budget plan earlier this year.
Governor Kasich believes Ohio's income tax is too high and our oil and gas severance tax is too low. I met with numerous drilling company officials representing major companies of the Utica Shale. None of them said they would leave because of an increase of severance tax. In fact, if companies leave Ohio for another gas-producing state, they would find severance taxes or associated fees that are as much as twice as high as what the governor has proposed. We believe it's important to become more aligned with other states on this issue.
But so far, the Republican-dominated General Assembly does not buy that argument and has scrapped the severance tax as part of their two-year budget proposals. Zeringer says the growth in the industry is rapid, but he says it also must be controlled responsibly. And he says his department is taking steps to make sure drilling does not have negative effects on Ohio's environment.
Now, we also need more frequent data reporting. The oil and gas industry continues to find more efficient ways to tap this great natural resource our country possesses. It is crucial that we continue to progress with the industry so our staffing levels and regulations are current and effective. As oil and gas production grows, we need to receive these production numbers more frequently. This will allow us to adjust to the growing need and not fall behind from a regulatory standpoint.
Some environmental groups have been doing some monitoring of their own on the growth in the Utica shale drilling, and they promise to continue to put pressure on state agencies to make sure the wells are safe for Ohio's communities. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.